Bill, here's your coffee.
Huh? Oh, thanks, Jane.
I was thinking, I don't see any reason for you to get yourself involved here. These are vicious people. They don't care at all about what happens to anyone but themselves.
I think I know the type.
Now, I don't know you well, but I can see that you're not like that.
Well...
So don't feel like you have to get mixed up in this.
Okay. Tell me, what happened when your father got shot?
It was after we tried to escape and they brought us back. The leader of the gang and Dad started arguing. He was telling my father what to do. And all of a sudden he pulls out his pistol and without so much as a word shoots my father in the leg. It was horrible. Well, that's why we couldn't leave again. It's only in the last month he's been able to get up and move around.
Your father is a brave man.
He's not so brave as he's hard-headed. He's put everything into this place. He doesn't want to give it up without a fight.
Does Davies ever show up by himself?
Davies?
He's the one that shot your father, isn't he?
Oh, no. Davies is a pussycat next to this man.
Who was it, then? What's his name?
Ryerson. Tabitha Ryerson.
I mumbled something to Jane about feeling tired, and I walked to the barn in a daze. I couldn't believe it. Ryerson, after all these years. I wondered what he would be like now. Maybe age had mellowed him a bit, but I doubted it. He was probably ornery as ever. One time, I saw him gun down one of his own men. When it happened, I'd only been riding with his gang for a short time. I had never seen a man get shot before, and the way Ryerson did it, I never forgot.
Listen, Frank. You want to argue with me, or can we go into town?
I think if we don't split up the money now, then if something happens to you, we won't get our shares. And, you know, that's...
What's going to happen to me? I just don't want you boys flashing a lot of money in town. We go in, have some fun, and leave without raising a lot of suspicion. I only got your best interests in mind.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have my money in hand.
You don't seem to understand. I'm looking out for you.
I don't need to be looked out for. I ain't a kid, and I don't want an allowance. I want my whole cut.
Frank, I plan what we do, and I handle the money. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it's going to continue to be.
Then I think it's time for some changes.
Don't push it, Frank.
Hand it over.
Come on, Frank. It's too hot to be arguing.
I watched Ryerson take his hat off and slowly wipe a bandana across his forehead. He paused for a second. Then, as he raised the hat up and it passed by his holster, Ryerson drew his gun, the hat covering his move. Frank never saw it coming.
Let's go, boys. Drinks are on, Frank.
Yeah! Get in! Let's go!